5 mornings a week, Sean Wilson boards a DART train in Richardson and then kicks back. It delivers him to the front door of his job in downtown Dallas.
You have a car.
Yeah.
You could drive.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do this?
It's cheaper and less stressful.
And what if he had a coveted downtown parking spot?
I would probably still take the train. It's significantly cheaper. It's like a third of the cost.
DART says its ridership grew 10% last year, and Sean is typical of 3/4 of its passengers. They use mass transit to get to work. 20-year-old Kyla Crawford also rides DART to reach her community college classes downtown.
I don't have a license, so therefore I don't know how to drive. I live down the street from 2 different train stations, so it's real convenient.
Kyla, in particular, is part of a new mysterious trend that may be promising for transportation.
We don't fully understand, but we have a whole cohort of 23 to 30-year-olds with 20 to 25% of them not getting their driver's license.
That's Michael Morris. He's the transportation director for the North Central Texas Council of Governments. And he says this group is often choosing what he calls an urban lifestyle.
Walking more and taking transit and not producing all these vehicle miles of travel.
And reducing the miles traveled by vehicle is important because North Texas will not be able to build its way out of gridlock. A Council of Government report says that in the next 2 decades, North Texas will need 4 times the amount of funding it's identified to eliminate the congestion that's coming. The report predicts the average commute time will increase a whopping 45% by 2035. What Morris and the report see as a promising alternative is the placement of mass transit stations near multi-use developments that include housing, offices, shopping, dining, all reachable without getting into the car. Morris says there's a push for local governments to focus on that kind of one-stop community.
If we continue to develop like we did with huge homogeneous residential suburban neighborhoods that are 6 miles by 6 miles, and if you want to buy a box of Kleenex, you got to get in your car, it's not sustainable.
Morris says transportation agencies are also talking about something else that may sound a little crazy. Give airline frequent flyer miles to drivers who carpool. They may actually test the idea with drivers who now use I-30 west of Dallas. They're also encouraging more bike lanes and ways for cyclists to travel further distances. Christina Jones is a bicycle messenger who rides about 150 miles a week.
Oh, I've watched many changes happen in the past 5 years, and I think they've all been very positive, very beneficial. Definitely a lot more accommodations on DART for bicycles.
Sean Wilson, who's already riding DART to work, also sees a role for businesses with big central offices. He suggests creating smaller offices away from the central city.
You could work closer to home.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool being downtown, but too much concrete.
And just in case his boss is listening, Sean thinks an office in Richardson, near his house, would be great. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.